Welcome to the Bloody Mary podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse, in case you forgot.
And I'm Tammy, in case you forgot. And we are totally married.
We have our Bloody Marys.
And tonight, we are reviewing Evil Dead Burn.
But before we get into that, I think we have merch still.
We do. We have some merch on our website, BloodyMaryPodcast.com.
Just go there. Find stuff.
Yeah.
It's been like 4 or 5 months since we've done a podcast. Been busy. Been making a film.
Yes.
If you listen to the podcast, I won the Bloody Disgusting's 25th anniversary contest to make their mascot come to life, and that has been eating up
life. All of our time.
Yeah, yeah. We just wrapped we wrapped filming just a few days ago, and been wanting to see this movie. Had to do a podcast on it, so this is kind of like reward day. Finally get to see Evil Dead Burn.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's just been busy making movies. Hopefully we can get back to podcasting more regularly, but had to come out for Evil Dead.
We did, yeah. All right, so this is your franchise that you love so much, so you get to go first.
It is.
So tell me what you thought.
Well, we're going to, just a warning, we're going to be spoiler-free, and then when we get into spoilers, we'll let you know. I thought, I don't know it. I think this might be my least favorite Evil Dead movie.
Yeah?
I think it might be. I like what they were... There's a lot of things I liked about it. That I like the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I like Evil Dead. I like the franchise. I liked the actors. I liked the direction. I liked all the fight sequences were really well choreographed.
Mm-hmm.
I think people have been saying this, but I wasn't a fan of how brutal it went.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal.
And there's no rules in the Evil Dead world, and we went very comedic, so why can't we go extremely brutal?
Right.
But I just kind of discovered with this one, I was like, all right, this is the level that now I'm a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But there are some really cool, gory scenes. Mm-hmm. There's some cool... there's really cool action sequences. Like all the fight sequences are really well done.
Oh, they were.
There's
very
a couple
much.
One shots that were a lot of fun. I always enjoy pretty much a one location setting. The whole tone was just depressing from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Of like all of the characters, what the situation is, even without the Evil Dead presence and the Deadites, this is just a very depressing family and group to be around.
Yeah.
So just going in with that is kind of like, okay, is there any kind of redemption maybe for one person who survives?
Mm-hmm.
But it's still depressing as shit.
It is. Yeah.
Maybe I'll feel better on a rewatch. But I think this is my least favorite one. Which sucks. You know, I want them all to be great.
Right.
And I don't know. I've been avoiding like what the world thinks of this movie.
Right.
Avoiding spoilers, avoiding everything. Let's see. The one thing, it was cool that they had these nods to previous films.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, one of the Deadites says you'll be dead by dawn. You know, the Kandarian dagger, all that stuff. But there's so many like Easter eggs now that I can't tell what's actually lore and what's just an Easter egg. For example, there's like a picture of, this isn't a spoiler, in the house there's a picture of Bruce Campbell, and you're like, is he a part of this family? And if so, how?
Right.
And like,
that's what I was
thinking. There's no way he could be.
No.
And so is that just an Easter egg, or is he actually part of the family? And it's getting to the point where I don't know what's Easter egg and what's actually lore right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my biggest thing, was the depressive tone, the extreme gore, and like the Easter eggs are just, I don't know what's Easter eggs and I don't know what's canon now.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, performances were great. Evil Dead movies are always fun to go see. I don't know. That was like my quick version of that. What do you think?
I would say that I don't have as much stock in Evil Dead.
Mm.
I enjoyed Rise way better.
Me too. Yeah.
I thought Rise gave you some better levity moments.
Mm-hmm.
In this one, levity moments are there, kind of.
Yeah.
But not really. You know what I mean? Like, they try.
You get touches.
I feel like they try to give that levity that you're supposed to have in Evil Dead, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they got that. I think they missed the mark on that because it is just heavily depressing.
Yeah.
And part of Evil Dead is it does have a levity to it, even in the newer ones.
Mm-hmm.
There were levity moments, right? And this one, I think they tried.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't land at all.
I don't know. It feels intentional. Like, I think there's like a couple moments, you get a couple looks from a few characters. There's one character in particular that's supposed to have some comedy, but it didn't really land.
It didn't land.
I don't know. I agree. It was missing that.
It was missing that?
But I don't think, if you go in with the tone of the movie, you're not going to get those. So I think that was a choice. Because if you go in like, this is going to be a dark, depressing Evil Dead, the most depressing one you're going to get.
Right.
Why would you want moments of like comedy? You wouldn't.
No.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, part of it being in Evil Dead is like, you either have, you know, like the original Evil Deads, like two, which you get so much comedy.
Yeah.
But you know, like there's, you have to have some of that levity. I think that to me is a requirement of Evil Dead.
Yeah.
And I don't think they didn't hit that.
Mm.
It was brutal. It was very brutal. I love a good brutal. So, but it was, some moments were like, oh damn. Oh yeah. Shit.
I know.
And it was very, it didn't give me the feeling that I got when I left watching Evil Dead Rise.
Mm-hmm.
And the remake one, like, you know, in the newer world.
Mm.
So I wouldn't say it's my least favorite, but it's pretty down there. Yeah.
It almost didn't feel like an Evil Dead movie.
It almost didn't. It doesn't, I can't even tell you right now what the feeling or the word or I'm looking for, but coming out of any Evil Dead, whether it be the older ones or the newer ones, there's something you come out of the theater feeling like.
You know what it is? It's a charm. There's a charm to the films.
Yes.
I think. Well, I think like a good mirror to put up, I think I love Army of Darkness, right? But that has zero fear, zero tension.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a straight up Three Stooges comedy.
Oh, for sure.
And I think this one is on the opposite side of the spectrum, where it's just straight, horrific,
brutal
gore. I mean, it almost felt, you know, especially with there's a dinner scene, it felt Texas Chainsaw Massacre-y more than Evil Dead-ish.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of felt like a mix of that.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you think about it?
I mean, without really doing much spoilers, I did like, the acting was great. Yeah. I really enjoyed the lead actress. I thought she did really well.
Mm-hmm.
I like Hunter Doohan, who's from Wednesday, that you know more from Wednesday.
Yeah.
I thought he was really good. I like how, you know, they tried to bring a different lore, like, okay, his grandpa,
spoilers,
was searching. Yeah. Sorry, spoilers. See, not like yet. I can't
really talk about anything.
Ha.
Yeah.
The acting was good, but you're right. There's a charm. There's a something out of an Evil Dead, even if it's like the. Oh, and there was blood, but when I think of an Evil Dead movie, I think of like an elevator full of blood. You know, like so much blood, and there was blood, but not in the Evil Dead sense, if that makes...
No, that totally makes whole sense. There was blood, but there wasn't an Evil Dead level of blood.
Yes. Yeah. So you're missing the Evil Dead level of blood, which you usually always have.
Yeah.
You're missing that levity, and you're missing that charm, or, you know, whatever comes out of that.
Yeah.
And you just didn't have it.
Because
even like when they're evil, they can be funny. You know, like there's... This was just, they're just straight fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Well, what would you rate it out of 10 Bloody Marys?
I'm going to give it a 6.
Yeah, That's what I was going to give it to. Yeah. 6. Where would you rank it in the Evil Dead films?
I would say right above Army of Darkness for me. Right above
Army of Darkness?
Bottom.
Okay.
To me, it's towards the bottom.
Right.
Army of Darkness is campy, and it's ridiculous. And I feel like those two are kind of, like you said, they're the complete opposite, but I think they kind of go together towards the end for me because they don't quite give me what I'm looking for in Evil Dead.
Gotcha. This one is, I like Army of Darkness way better than this. So I think this is hands down my least favorite Evil Dead movie. Which is sad.
It is sad.
We got that. We got the worst and most depressive that it can get. So now let's bring it on back and let's either get the rise or the remake or in the world of Evil Dead 2.
Yeah.
I'm very curious because we have Evil Dead Wrath is, I think it's done filming. It comes out next year. That is set in 1972. So that's going to be interesting because it kind of felt like with this, they're setting up for a trilogy of the newer ones.
Right.
It felt like. So it's really, I'm very interested to see why we're going back to 1972. And if that is really where we're at, then are we going to get another one to wrap up what's been happening here?
Right.
That's where I'd put it.
Yeah.
I'd still recommend watching it if you're a fan of horror or if you're a fan of Evil Dead, go see it because I'm sure this could be some people's top of the list. I'm sure a lot of Evil Dead fans are wanting this type of movie from the franchise, just something purely dark and brutal.
Yeah. And also there was some CGI that I was like, kind of in the end, I was
towards
like,
the end,
I don't like that.
There is a CGI showdown that was obviously CGI because you couldn't pull that off any other way.
Right.
It was a choice.
It was a choice, and I wasn't a fan of the choice.
Yeah.
I think that kind of pulled it out of because of the tone of it and what was happening, and then to have that.
Yeah.
It was very that didn't help.
Yeah. Well, okay, we should just jump into spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers, guys.
So
if you haven't seen it, stop right now, go see it, and tell me what you think.
Yep. Okay, we're getting into spoilers. So, I mean, God, what is there to spoil? I think the biggest thing for me is, like, I don't know what's canon anymore.
Right.
Like, it starts at the end-ish of Evil Dead Rise.
Yes.
I think because there's a post-credit scene where the main Deadite from Rise shows up.
Yes.
And before that, we're in the funeral home, and she says, we keep these urns for just a couple months until people claim them. So you can assume at least a maximum a couple months have passed from Rise.
Yes.
So they're connecting the two, but also it was two different books. So is it the same Deadites? Is it different Deadites? I'm really confused.
Right.
I don't know if it was on purpose, but the Kandarian dagger looks a certain way and always has, and then it wasn't the Kandarian dagger. And then was the grandfather the actual person from like Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2?
Right.
Or was it Bruce Campbell, whose picture was on the wall, which would make no sense? And I'm really confused with the lore with the films now.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
I'm very confused. I don't know what's canon anymore.
Right.
Yeah, that's like my biggest thing.
And there wasn't even an actual book.
There was.
No, he had his own book that he created off of.
And then there was pages.
Oh, okay, yeah. There was pages of the book, but there wasn't the actual book.
She read pages, but didn't finish the last word, and it still happened.
And it still happened. Is it because that it was already there? Because
I'm so confused.
Right.
See, already confused. Like, it shouldn't be that confusing, and maybe we just don't get it. It's weird. Or, yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, and then it really, the CGI Burning Man was just not...
At the end, like, the villain is a big burned CGI... Not a big, just a burned CGI Deadite.
Yeah.
And it's all CG. And the teases were neat, where, like, at the very end, she pulls and you see a chainsaw coming down.
Right.
Along with a jackhammer. And the jackhammer just wasn't as cool. I get the bait and switch, but come on.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Evil Dead, guys.
Yeah.
There's a chainsaw in the other one had, like, there's a chainsaw in all of them.
You didn't need it if she had that one saw.
Right.
And if she would have used that more, and then at the very end there wasn't the option for the chainsaw, and it was just the jackhammer, that could have been cooler. But just think how much cooler it would have been in that ending sequence if it wasn't a burned person, if it was like a regular flesh and blood.
Deadite.
And she was jackhammering that how much blood would have went everywhere.
Right. Yeah. And that's where you get the Evil Dead blood, and you get all of that. And you got a CGI burning man, and it just...
Evil Dead burn.
I know. Well, I get, like, they want to burn it all down, and they want to, like, it seems like this book, whatever, Deadites are more, like, they just want to burn things and to burn it all down. But
yeah, and also, it seemed like they abided by vampire rules. Like, the fucking dad was a Deadite, and the dog was a Deadite, and they just stood outside, and the only way... The dad couldn't come in the door or any windows. He had to be let in by his wife through the window.
Right.
So they're just vampire rules.
Yeah.
And same with his wife who died in the car. They had to invite her in.
Right.
So that's a new thing.
That's not how it works. That's not
how Deadites just do whatever the fuck they want.
Right. The wind busts in and everything. What's happening? So
we got vampire Deadites.
Yeah.
That weren't vampires.
It just...
And that seemed like they were partially Deadites. And, like, some were retaining their humanity, too. Like, the mother was Deadite because she was infected.
Right.
But she was fighting it here and there. I know you can, because Ash does. So,
right.
Okay, I'll go back on that. In Evil Dead 2, he fights off being... You can.
But to me, she didn't seem like... It was just like...
She wasn't a strong person.
She wasn't
She was like the most weak-willed character in that whole family. So the fact that she could fight it off really just... I didn't like it.
It didn't make sense.
Yeah.
And then it was like, but was she really fighting it off? I don't know. Yeah. I just... It was brutal. And I do like... I did like that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like an Evil Dead movie to me at all.
It's a big swing to kill a dog off the bat.
Yeah.
There's the scene where he has a knife and he just stabs, or the fork at the dinner table and just stabs the shit out of the dog.
Right. They kill a dog in the beginning and a kid in the end.
And then who you think our main character is going to be? Hunter is just a big pussy through the whole thing.
Yeah, he was.
Is it an allegory for abuse?
The family was abusive.
If you want to go a little deeper. So the family was abusive, but also the grandfather was trying to protect the family from Kandarian demons.
From evil.
So I don't.
But did you, because your family was infected with an evil, because the boys were not, because he didn't do anything, but then when he did, he was very brutal when he let it out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just... If it was, I don't know. I think if it was another horror movie, it would be a little different. But truly, the end really bothered the fuck out of me.
I mean, my favorite scene was your post-credit scene.
The
second post-credit scene where Ellie shows up from Evil Dead Rise.
Yeah.
That was cool.
And she's like, Mommy's back.
Yeah. I mean, that was awesome.
And kills the kid. That was great.
Yeah, that was cool when she killed the kid. That was my favorite part of the whole movie. Mommy's back, kill the kid.
She's a great Deadite. Like, she was, like has that, just for that few minute or two, like, she had more of that.
Yeah, she had more of the Deadite.
The Deadite flare. Charm and flair than we got through the whole movie.
Yeah.
So I
mean, we got another final girl, so... We have this one, I don't know her name. We had the one from Rise, and if you're counting it,
Alice.
It counts, we have the one from the remake.
Yeah.
I mean, are we going to get a final girl team up?
I hope so. You know, that would be fun.
What are we doing here? And, along with Bruce Campbell? Like, come on.
Yeah.
So what do you think they're going to do in 1972? Are we going back to, like, the grandfather discovering this stuff?
Maybe. I don't know. Huh. I'm curious, because, I mean, this family had roots in it. And they're all burned except for Grandma. I
don't know. It might be slipping down to a 5, but we'll keep it at a 6 for now.
We'll keep it at a 6
for now. I feel like I'm being too hard on it. Also, maybe it's because, like, God, I've just been deep into filming forever and just wanted a break to see a good horror movie and was, like, a little...
disappointed.
And so we were... there was us in the theater and then one other person, and he was two seats behind us, and he smelled straight like cat piss.
Yeah,
like,
so we had to move.
So we moved seats. So we had the essence of cat piss at the beginning of it, and that didn't help things.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, do you want to say anything else about this movie?
No.
We're back.
We're back for a second. Thanks for listening. If you're still, if you tune in, all three of you.
Yeah, all three of you. Awesome.
We really appreciate it, and hopefully we'll be able to start cranking out some more. But we do have some fun, cool shit coming. Yeah,
back to podcasting after the summer on a regular basis. I think that's probably the more realistic thing around Halloween before it. Yeah. So
yeah,
don't want to talk about too much.
We can't talk about too much. Yeah, but
been busy. Been busy. Very busy.
Very, very busy.
Cool. Well,
our Bloody Marys are kind of dead.
Yeah, we haven't really drank much of them. It's so sad. I don't want to have a Bloody Mary.
I'm sorry. It wasn't like the movie you wanted it to be.
I'm fine.
I know.
I'm going to cry in the corner.
Okay.
All right. I have to go watch another Evil Dead movie. A good one.
Okay. Well, drink in moderation and bye-bye.
See ya. The Bloody Mary podcast.